Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Put your thinking caps on, boys. What do we got going on? Name that tune. This is our guest. This is what we do with our guests.
I'm going to go ahead and fail on this one.
That's right.
Pass it here.
Oh, you're going to pass?
Yeah, pass.
Just pass an option.
One of the greatest American rock bands in the past, Grand Funk Railroad. Railroaded.
I was going to say, they're too old to even
know
that.
I know. It's one of those things where even new, you know, rock fans never heard of them, and then they listen to them, and they go, wow. Where'd they go?
Glorious.
Yeah.
Where'd they go?
Oh,
they
awesome
took
band.
The train out of town.
They took the train out of town. Well, somebody took the train out of town with them.
Hey, guess what?
Shasta Live.
Yes, you're
evening.
Listening to KCNR.
It's Monday, whatever day, 23rd.
Yes. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Shasta
Live.
Chamber, yeah. Shasta Live, and streaming all over the world at KCNR1460.com. We'd like to let our guests know that there's about 1.6 million people listening to us right now live, so don't freak out.
Don't be nervous.
Is that a common core math again that you're doing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Common core.
So
nothing has to be real.
No, all right.
Yeah. I don't know if your mic's on.
No.
Yeah, that's okay. That one always takes a minute to warm up.
All right. Jason's on vacation.
Yeah. So, hi, and Nigel.
How's it going? And we have Yvonne
here.
Not here yet. We'll have to get them on that, but they're blabbing. It's all good. And one of the reasons we have the radio show is to bring chamber members on as guests if they wish and give them an opportunity to promote their business. And so we have some in the studio now. Paint Bros.
Paint Bros.
Let me guess. What do you guys do?
I think we do a little bit of painting,
commercial,
industrial, residential. So anything that involves painting, we are your guys, you know.
And you are bros?
We are brothers.
Yes.
We are brothers.
We are brothers.
So for real?
Yes, we are brothers for real. So that's kind of where we came up from the name, you know, super original, lots of heart.
Brothers from another mother or brothers?
Brothers.
Same parents?
We're going to go with brothers. We're going to go with brothers.
All right, well, I won't pry. Because that's really what I usually do.
You know,
I'm trying to see the eyes.
Right.
Now
that could either be a good thing.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
Or a bad
thing. Wow. Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Matching tattoos and everything.
That was actually Joe Riley.
Really?
Joe Riley, yeah.
Well, then you're beyond. You're almost twins.
I know, right? Yeah.
So how old are you guys?
I'm 32.
I'm 33.
Yeah,
so,
33.
Very
but are you
close
32
in age.
Today?
It is.
I am 32 today.
Happy birthday!
I was going to say it's your birthday.
Did you get cake yet?
Not yet.
That's
I'm not
after
too
this.
Much of a cake person, so I don't know if I'll have
pie?
Cake. More probably dessert or something tonight.
Ice cream pie.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, Paint Bros with a Z. Are you guys from here locally?
Yep. Yeah.
Born and raised.
So we kind of moved here when we were 13, 14. So like 8th grade for me, and I think 7th grade for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, 5th.
Fifth.
I was going to say fifth. I think, oh, no, seventh.
Where were you?
I think it was seventh.
Where were you guys born?
I think it was seventh.
Portland.
Correct.
Portland,
seventh.
Oregon.
Yeah, Portland, actually. Very cool. Very cool. So
he's got a better memory than I do, as you can tell. Yeah. I went to Buckeye when we first moved here for a little bit there. My parents and uncles moved here for car sales and stuff for the big.
If you guys were familiar with Miller Auto.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were going to build a auto mall at one point. So that's actually what brought all of us down here to originate with.
I remember that very well.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think before it was even Miller, wasn't it Perry?
I believe so.
Cadillac?
Yeah, and then there is still the Miller Collision, just
no longer
the auto. And I think that would be his father, if I'm not mistaken.
But anyways, our family got recruited because they were doing good in sales in Coos Bay, Oregon area. Uh-huh. And my uncle recruited my dad, father, into it as well because he had been doing so well. And so he came out here in a little apartment and stayed out here for a little bit, and then we kind of followed behind shortly after.
That's a very common story for Reading. Somebody finds a job or gets a job here, comes, stays in an apartment, and then the rest move.
Well,
that's how we came. I was five, But yeah, my dad came and then worked for a hair care company and then lived in an apartment on Orange Street. And then my mom and I came up and
very cool.
Lived in a one bedroom apartment with our Hawk, our Great Dane, and my mom and dad and I.
Very cool. Well,
I think we had driven through here previously before, you know, but a lot of people just don't recognize it, right? it's right there, and then next thing you know, here we are. So it's kind of funny how that works out, you know.
From Portland to Redding, so
did you like the weather better here
in the summers? Or
it was an adjustment.
Yeah,
it was an adjustment for sure. Adjustment. You know, but now we're used to it. Now we're used to it. So
I was going to say, now I don't think I can go backwards. Yeah.
Not a fan of the rain no more.
Do you go up and visit?
We do. We do. I go over there quite a bit. I still got some family that's that way. So does he. Not as much as I would like to, you know. And then recently our parents actually moved to Nashville. So I'm kind of excited to.
Or towards Nashville.
Yeah. So South Carolina area.
Did that shake the move tree at all? Or are you guys pretty deep rooted here?
I think we're pretty.
Because Nashville's
here.
One of those places right now that's making a lot of calling.
So we're pretty steady here, but of course, in the future, we want to branch out. Lots of growth
that people need paint in Nashville.
And in the future, we definitely want to branch out.
It's very nice
in California with the C33 license. You know,
is it?
Yeah, it makes it.
Explain that real quick.
So our C33 license, it's like my brother went through the schooling and all that fun stuff, and then we formed our corporation. Compared to other states, sometimes you wouldn't need a C33.
And so is that something specific to the paint world?
Specific to the painting. Okay. So it's like contractor's license.
Handling chemicals?
So what's kind of fun, it's painting and interior design. We haven't got too much towards the interior design portion of it yet, but it's something we definitely have in the works.
Okay.
We've been more focusing towards like branching out, maybe doing fire coatings and stuff like that as well. We've noticed there's an insurance issue kind of going on with all the fires here, and it's a lot harder to get insured, you know, by a lot of companies that kind of left the state of California.
Yeah.
And so we've tried to come up with a solution. My brother kind of spearheaded that and found a lot of information on like fire coatings, so things that we could kind of offer customers that maybe other companies aren't really doing that kind of put us a little bit out there.
Is that like a bionic paint?
So what it does is it's actually really cool. So what happens is when the heat hits it, it actually expands, you know? And so it creates an extra layer.
Barrier.
So it gives you 30-minute more burn time for when firefighters are actually trying to come out there and save your property.
That's
cool. Depending on the, like, thickness you go as well, can even
it has to be applied right.
Longer, you know? It could be, like, 3 hours.
So I'd be concerned that Redding is so damn hot that it might actually trigger it just in the summertime.
I know, right?
Your west-facing wall is four inches thick compared to your...
from my understanding, they've done all that testing and stuff, and so it needs to get to, like, I think it's over, like, 200-something degrees, you know? It's pretty significant. But if the fire gets close to it, it doesn't even have to touch it. Fire does get close, it will start swelling like a foam almost. It's pretty crazy stuff. You can take a flamethrower to it. It's wild.
So if you combine that with the hempcrete in the construction of...
You're safe.
Homes.
You'd
have an extra couple hours.
We've actually kind of adopted a thing. I think you guys know, but as part of the chamber, is that we're really into the process of, you know, the whole concept of hempcrete. We're building hempcrete, building out of concrete and hemp mix.
Yeah, I love that.
An amazing thermal protection barrier, but also from fire as well.
A bunch of stuff,
there's a lot of really great stuff.
At one point in time, I know that they did want to use it for actually making paint.
Hemp paint.
And I think that's why a couple of those companies were kind of led the way to not allow them to exist. You know? So
I wonder why. So let's see. How did you guys get into painting? Were you like painting the house as kids and got into trouble?
Kind of funny how that actually works. So for his side, I'll kind of let him start with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, long story short, we ran into some family friends who kind of employed us with like temporary work around their house and whatnot. And, it was the local, while he was going to school and working and I was doing other work side jobs and stuff. And the lovely couple was almost like a grandparents to us. We looked at them. And they were Spokane Falls community, vice president and then his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like a bookstore person, and she kind of like was really an eclectic for books and stuff. And
so her whole basement was pretty much like
filled with books,
just the library that she would sell through like Amazon.
Yeah. You know, so very cool. Anyways, long story short, she introduced us to a painter that she had hired. And so that's how we kind of got into it. Yeah.
And then he started first. And then while I was going to school, I was working for a demolition guy. And this wasn't a great fit, you know? Mm. And
well,
so
at least you got to break stuff. Talking about break. Hey, that was
fun.
We're going to take our first short break. We'll be right back.
Sweet.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
And yes, thank you, Chad Phillips.
Yeah, thank Shasta. You. He's another one we got to get back on.
Yes.
Have we had him on? Long time ago.
He's a little exclusive.
Or is he a little
but,
brother?
You know, Sotheby's. Very good. Okay, welcome back. Shasta Live from Shasta County Chamber. We have the Paint Bros on. They are painters.
Bros with a Z.
We're still here.
Yeah.
Oh, look it. We have TV, too.
That's more distractions is all we need. Okay, so you guys, how old were you when you started painting?
So when we got into painting, we were about probably, I was about 21-ish, 20, 21, about roughly.
Yes, I think we're going on 11 or 12 years now
of
doing it. And I will say, to our credit, the guy that we did start working for kind of did fall into like a mentorship position, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of learned how to do everything correctly.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's, you know, I mean, I guess if you get to do that kind of stuff, that's really a blessing. If you've somebody that's a master at it and really like
it was really
pours
cool.
into you. Right.
So,
yeah.
So kind of just a little bit with him. It's a little bit different in that city compared to this city, you know. So like, for example, the last project that we did for him until we decided to kind of move back home and be closer to family was a 12-story skyscraper. It was called the
That's
old
a big
Macy's.
Ladder, man.
It was called the old Macy's building, right? Well, we actually use swing lifts, so even more fun, you know. So if you're scared of heights and that kind of stuff, don't look down, you know. Put some music in, one earphone,
isn't that when you just
could that be just, that you know? Would be like torture for me because two things. One, I'm not afraid of heights, but I don't like not being feeling secure, especially on the side of a building. So that would be, and I hate painting.
Well, somebody's got to do it. You know, somebody's got to do it. So here we are.
Two strikes.
If you hate painting like he does, we are your guys. We don't hate it. We love it.
I first think, oh, painting looks cool. It looks fun. And then you get into like the fourth or fifth roll or spray. Whatever, and I'm just like, yeah, this is not right.
Or when the cut lines just don't come out quite straight, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're very detail-oriented. We like and enjoy it. It was a cool experience because we got to be around since he was, like, literally on the painting brush with us when it was just, like, me, my brother, who later became the lead, Forrest, and himself. It was just us at the time. And we did all like residential projects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And,
so it's really cool. We got to see kind of from the ground foundation of him start with just us three, mm-hmm. and then him build up to 24 employees.
Oh, wow.
And from him working the brush into mm-hmm. going hands off, you know, so we got to see the whole system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we got to work up
to do that ourselves.
Yeah. And we got to work up with him, which was cool and gain a lot of like quick experience at a young age that, you know, a lot of times wouldn't happen. So we were like doing 60 foot scissor lift, you know, articulating booms over like pretty much mansions. Ooh. And literally there was like one point I remember with Forrest, who was our lead and had more experience than both me and my brother. I got into like this really like tight spot with the boom. And I was like super proud of myself because, you know, nobody else could do it without like hitting the house. And it was like a really hard spot to reach, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure your insurance is probably high. So.
Exactly. So like, they were even proud of me at the time. So it was like, you know, moments like that I'll never forget. It was mm-hmm. cool to be able to have that experience.
So what do you guys specialize in painting? What do you enjoy painting?
So I don't think we kind of specialize in everything, right? When it comes to like residentials, industrial, and commercial stuff, I wouldn't say there's not one thing that we won't do. We try to say also that no job's too small mm-hmm. or big, right? That's just kind of how we look at it. We can go paint commercial buildings or residentials. We love both of them, right? Mm. It's different things. We are trying to get our foot more in the door when it comes to like public works jobs and all that fun stuff, you know, but you got to be careful when you're making that transition. So we are.
Is that stuff a lot of paperwork too?
A lot of paperwork. Oh, yeah. Like we have you have to apply for your DIR license, all that fun stuff. It's just, you know, more red tape, but
more
that's kind of how it goes. And once you get through it, you get through it.
So on any job, I mean, pretty much do you have to, what am I trying to say? I mean, no matter what you're working on, is that you're going to use all the tools of the trade? Like, so, you know, if you're doing a massive building, like you said, you're probably doing a lot of spraying,
so,
but you still always have to come back to a brush somewhere.
Very good question.
Because I'm like, I did some not too long ago, and it was like, I could, you know, I should have never even attempted, right? But I had the sprayer, and I was like, holy cow.
I heard.
Like, you can do a lot.
You didn't use the word cow.
It was an animal that he could not
That's
handle.
The filtered version.
You were ratted out by one of the other chamber members.
Oh, I know who it is.
James. He ratted yourself out now, but pulling a brain fart right here.
Oh,
but,
is it
Jason? There we go. So close to the name.
Jason Smith or Jason Stovall?
Stovall. he brought me in there a little bit ago and showed me the little whoopsie daisy.
The whoopsies! My gosh, that was like on the end of a fire hose. That thing. Well, so I first started it. I pushed a button, and it was just like a waterfall coming out. And I was like, well, this doesn't work. So then I called somebody that let me use the machine, and they're like, oh, I forgot. I didn't put the sprayer on it.
It's so you don't even have the tip or
no tip.
Fun stuff.
So then
I put
the tip on it, and I'm thinking it's not, and I pull it, and it goes,
like a cloud.
Yeah, it was like the whole place was a white cloud, right? Yeah. And so I started spraying, and I thought, this is, now I did like the sprayer.
Yeah.
But what I didn't like is I wanted a full head-to-toe chem suit with, you know, I mean, because it was like my eyes were burning. Everything was just like smoke everywhere, right? Or not smoke, but paint.
Funny enough, we do have spray hoodies and socks, or we call them, and we do have spray suits that we actually put on over, and of course.
And it works so much better than a roller.
They're awesome.
Definitely want to be using your mask, you know. Yeah.
Well, we had a mask, but it didn't seem to work. Nothing seemed to work, so I just turned the machine off. Yeah. And then I got pissed because I had to clean it.
But to go back to your original question, it's actually a great question. So we do love utilizing spraying, right? Mm-hmm. That's our goal and our go-to because you're not having any spray lines. So the material just applies better. It works in when we're back rolling, right?
Oh, yeah.
But there's some instances.
Seems to cover better,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, really?
But there is some instances where it's just not
practical.
Feasible or factible, right? So like when we're in the interior of a home that's lived in, sometimes it is a better option to cut and roll is what we would call it, which is brushwork, right? Mm-hmm. And we're applying it by
hand. Hated it.
Yeah. Well, and we're efficient at both of them, right? So it's just, it just depends on the job. So more like lived in residential, sometimes the customers would request us to go ahead and spray even though it's lived in, but most of the time the best option is going to be cutting and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Now we do like to do our trim package spraying. if every time that we can, because when you do trim correctly, it should shine back. It should look like glass, you know? Mm. When it's done correctly, there should be no flaws, and it should just shine back at you when there's a light. And that's kind of what ties your whole home in together, right? The walls are nice, but if trim's done correct, it just looks amazing. You can tell the difference, you know?
Yeah.
I've probably never had good paint then.
You
probably never had a professional grade trim job, like detailed trim job, Bondo, spackle, you know, like multiple coats of in those nail holes, trying to fill those nail holes. Your average cookie cutter contractor, blow and go, like new construction build is not going to, 9 times out of 10, is not going to have that kind of level of prep where they're going in with multiple coats to fill those nail holes in. Priming. priming after, you know.
I was going to say, all we have to do is bring
good. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, not to go into too much detail, but priming after you do just a regular fill, with some spackle. And then after that priming, you'll see that there's going to be a little divot in it. And then you go through with some extra Bondo, which is automotive, really high detail, and then paint it after
that.
That's
a good question. You said anything. So will you paint a car?
I mean,
our license doesn't necessarily cover painting a car.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to do it one day.
Yvonne has a question.
Yeah. Raise your hand.
Yeah.
So we have a beautiful feature wall in the chocolate shop, and I want to do a high gloss wall.
Okay.
And I've just been kind of looking to see how it's done.
Yeah.
How would you do something like that?
So she has this picture. It's highly reflective. Like, I want this.
Beautiful.
First question, is it textured or is it flat wall?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to ask. It's got to be. It's got to be just like smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah.
So smooth wall.
I don't know what that grade is. Somebody just talked to me about, or just told me about grades.
Category, yeah. So do you know what category it is? If it's category 4 or 5?
I think it would be a 5. As far as smoothness?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it literally looks like you're looking into glass.
Yeah, so it's category 5 flat wall.
Yeah. Then that is, you know, honestly, at that point, it's really not too hard.
So just a good process for it. How it would be on if it was new construction, right? So it's just done and it's fresh, right? We would come in, we would apply a very nice coat of primer, right? And then we would actually sand that primer coat. That's a big step that gets missed by a lot of companies, right? So we'd actually sand that primer coat down, then we would come in. And the thing about when you're working with high sheens is you can't let it dry when you're applying, right? So as we're spraying or a painting or whatever, it has to stay wet at all times consistently while we're applying it, and then it has to dry uniformed at once. If it doesn't, that's when you start getting all the flashing, and it just doesn't look right. You know, like, why is this sheen?
So you're telling me, but how the hell do you do that?
What he's telling you is not very consistent. Very consistent.
Yeah, because I'm trying to source it because I'm going to do it.
You guys will try it.
We give you guys a very, very good deal. When it comes to stuff that interacts with the community, we want to be a part
However, I will tell you there is a little trick on this wall as well, which we could not figure out. But whoever did it also sprayed it in an ombre. So it went from white, and as it went down, it just started to pick up a light color of teal.
Okay, cool.
And then it's glossy. And I was like, madness.
Yeah, sounds like they fogged it on there.
Fog it,
yeah.
So is the painting business in Reading competitive?
We definitely have some competitors.
If you go do little CSLB lookup, you can check and to see your competitors, and you can do look for a contractor, and I advise that if you're going to be getting a paint job is to go through the CSL Contractor State License Board and make sure to find a contractor through there
We have several just in our chamber, right?
Yeah.
Painters.
Exactly. But that's how you can verify them and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times there's 300, I think within this area. It's a lot. It's crazy.
See, Yvonne's already showing the picture. Yeah. So if we all stop talking, because we're looking at the iPhone.
Very
beautiful.
Do you come across many unlicensed painters?
Unfortunately.
That's probably a dumb question.
That is an issue.
Quite often, yes.
That we run into
quite a bit. I mean.
I can give you.
And James.
James.
I can give you a just most recent story, actually. We are a pro referral through Home Depot Pro.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. If we get any, we can get leads through Home Depot for painting, pretty much. And we got a lead one time not too long ago, here not too long ago, and the lady literally told me pretty much after spending like 3 hours in total with her overall, she came pretty much to the ending of pretty much telling me that, hey, I'm going to utilize this unlicensed guy first, but if he falls through, because you know how unlicensed guy and people can be, I'm calling you.
And then you double the price.
Well, we try to explain the risk, right? There's, what are we supposed to do at that point when it's their home? So we do explain the risk.
I would have done this. Peace out. Don't call me because I'm not fixing the problem.
Let's take this second break real quick, and okay. we'll come back with that, because that's, now you're getting to the nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
This is the part we like.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And we're back.
We were jumping ahead at the break on the last 15 minutes of food.
There you go. Yeah, the last 15 minutes we always talk about food. It's our favorite topic.
Yes.
But real quick, the unlicensed, the licensed versus unlicensed
saga.
That's kind of where it's not really our prerogative to tell her that she can't do it, right? She's going to do what she wants to do at the end of the day as a customer. It's her home. But there is a risk to using unlicensed contractors, is that the state can actually come after you and fine you $16,000. And then if something goes wrong on your home, you don't have any of the protections that a licensed contractor could provide.
God, I love California.
So we 16,000?
There's always a way to find them.
So
just
we have
screw you.
We carry our general liability insurance and workman's comps and all that fun stuff that we have to do to operate, not just to protect us, but to also protect our customers that we're working on.
So how much does it cost to maintain an active license to paint?
It is not a cheap process to do.
It's not too expensive either, though. Well, to get in, get it done, it's a little expensive, but to like renew, I think we're looking at like 600 every 2 years, around 600.
But to actually carry the company, so like our insurance, it's all that fun stuff, the requirements that they want us to be able to
find insurance.
Well, thank God, shout out to Rocktown Insurance. You know, we have a very good provider that was able to sift through all that.
You want 6 months for free.
You know? So all that scary.
How about stuff? Do you buy your paint local? Or
yes, actually. Another shout out, Cascade Paint and Supply. We try to do everything through them. They are a local owned company by two brothers just like us. And so
Cascade
we do everything we can. It's actually
right over here.
Here off California Street. Yeah, and Eureka.
We love them.
That place has been there as long as I can remember. Yeah. You know, and it's not a looker. But you know what? That's probably how they
manage.
That's how they get to manage and keep their costs competitive and fair and stuff, right? Like
yes.
You go in and they're very helpful. I go in there all the time and they always have the paint done and everything. Yeah, it's a great.
Yeah.
And they're great very guys. Good. We actually send a lot of our customers to go there to work through colors. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if we're not too, at the end of the day, it's your home, right? You know what you like. We're not going to influence colors, right? And your color choices.
Do you ever get that where you paint somebody's house, they pick the color and it's done?
We have.
And they go,
we have.
Uh-oh.
And that's the reason we no longer, you know, learn from your mistakes. And so that's why we no longer influence people's
more
color
than
choices.
Not.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. That's why we
you make them sign.
No. Now we just
sign the dotted line.
No,
like,
now we just
the
let them
you
know
pick.
That, like, you're going to have to pick your color choices. We're not going to influence them. We will send you over to, you know, Casey over at Cascade. He can give you a hand. He's great at what he does. But if we influence the colors too much when we put them on, if you don't like them, that does make us liable to have to
redo them.
Redo it.
That's
and so
what
we just you just learn through business
hell
the best
to
way to operate
no.
and do things, right?
Has it happened? So that's not that
one time. That's why we do it the way that we do it now.
The one and only.
Yeah.
The one time.
And to their credit, if it's something we didn't think of ahead of time, well, then we're making it right. And now we're protecting ourselves in the future. It's the best way to operate. You know?
So what's the best job, your favorite job that you've had?
Well, for us or in our whole career span? Like something
or
we did ourselves
business.
Or for
the
business?
The whole career.
Yeah, I think my favorite would have to be working on the old end mill building up in Spokane. It's a 12-story building.
That's
most painters will never get a
yeah,
opportunity
say,
to work on
like,
something like that.
Like your Taj Mahal.
You know? Yeah.
How long did that take, 12-story building?
A year, 2 months. So.
A year and 2 months.
Oh, wow.
2 months.
Yeah, I didn't think about the time frame, especially because it rains.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of interior work on those kinds of projects, which is amazing, you know. Most of the outside was brick and, like, so direct-to-metal paint, so metal, you know. So we're up on swing lifts doing all that direct-to-metal paint stuff.
That's probably why they make most of those skyscrapers anymore out of just sheer glass, because you just can't.
They're beautiful,
paint
too.
Them.
And they are beautiful with the windows, like, you know, they really are. But, but most of, like, the ones that we worked on, glass everywhere, but there's still most. A lot of interior stuff that we're doing.
Do they still do it where like the Golden Gate Bridge, there's a couple of painters full time all the time.
Yeah.
What do they say at the Golden Gate Bridge? They start when they start on one end, by the time they get done to the other side, they have to start to go back
Makes
in the same
sense.
Direction.
Yeah.
It's time to start. It never ends. They just go
so
back and forth.
There's buildings
back
in
the
forth.
So that's
like
job security. That's
for
real.
Job security if you got that one.
If you go that way, you probably have some great job security, but that's definitely a lot of technical certifications and all that kind of fun stuff that you'd have to get.
It's kind of funny when, well,
you know, can you imagine going for a job interview and show your portfolio and it's the Golden Gate Bridge and that's all you got?
That's all you'd need.
For real. Yeah, with the amount of certifications you'd have to have for that kind of job, that'd be all you'd need.
We actually had to get certified by, and this is when we were doing that skyscraper. It was kind of interesting. The same people that go out and certify the Disney workers for working on some of their lifts and stuff actually came out to do ours.
Too,
That's pretty interesting how that works.
You know, I was just thinking about, on the Golden Gate Bridge, like, I don't know if they sandblast as they're going and take it down to the metal and then they're repainting over, or if it's just layer on
sandblast is an amazing process.
Layer over layer, because at some point, if there's, you know, if the bridge is 100 years old and you've got 100 layers of paint on it, that in itself, I would imagine, I would be curious as to how much weight it would create on the bridge as a whole after that much.
Definitely a bit, I would believe.
Yeah.
For sure,
I mean, I think everybody would be surprised.
I don't know if you ever held, like, layers of paint, like, cause like there's certain moments where we'll have buildup of paint on certain equipment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like it'll come chunking off or something.
And you'll go, whoa.
It's
like a rock.
Exactly. The heftiness of it.
Well, just
is pretty
think about
crazy.
It.
It's
surprising. 5 gallon bucket of paint is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a liquid, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's some weight that comes out of it once it dries.
Yeah, just
because
it dries. It gets lighter. I like that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you have any interesting jobs coming up?
Yeah, we do. We have, the Haven Humane Society, that one's a big one for us. That, our dipping our toes. We've more dipping our toes into commercial. This is our second big dip toes into commercial. We did a new construction big project, actually, that slowed down and came to a stop, but hopefully we'll pick back up. We're kind of crossing our fingers now that the interest rates have gotten better.
Yeah, they just went down, what, 0.25%?
Or 0.15, something like that. But yeah, anyways, it was called the Sonata Project. It's over off of Shasta View and I think 244. And it was a good project.
Was it an extension?
Yep, it was an extension.
Yes. It's not the ones that have solar.
Originally, that went up in 2008, yeah. I believe, yep. and then they kind of put because a hold on it because crash. Of the crash. And
but those are the ones with the solar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they actually really integrated the solar really cool in the roof.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
I've had a friend that actually, yeah, we looked at them. It's kind of that condo kind of feel. But
it's definitely a different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're beautiful inside. Mm-hmm. And that little bit of solar that they've integrated in the roofing system, I have had two people that have lived there. It is astonishing what their electric bills are.
Wow.
I mean, you know, if you're talking $45, you know, a month for electricity in a place like that, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I mean, we live in a little crap bucket that's only 900 square feet.
I saw you struggling there.
I know. It was like, yeah. And our electric bill is like $590 a month for nothing.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So,
let's see. I had something.
And now it's gone.
It's funny how that can work, right?
It's gone. It's too much. Poof. Too much lead paint.
Yeah, I was gonna say on a for me personally, the coolest thing I've probably done. Was an industrial thing actually here in Red Bluff, I would say. That was like a cool little painting side gig I did through Express Employment when I was like kind of just moved back to town situation. And it was called EvoQual out there. I think it's called something else now, like Duratech or something like that. But anyways, they are a like tank manufacturing company, filtration company.
Oh, cool.
For like schools and stuff. Mm. And they build like huge, like 6-ton water tanks, like, huge tanks. But anyways, I would shop blast them, bring them, like hoist them in on a huge like crane, and they'd get hoisted into like shop blasting area, and I'd shop blast them to like raw white metal again, and then I'd hit them with a 2-part epoxy paint or primer, and then paint, and I'd climb all the way up in them as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, no need for a tank, but when I see tank places all over, I'm obsessed. I just want one.
Right.
I don't know why I want it. I just want it.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, no, like honestly, you see those tanks.
Military
cool.
grade?
I just
they're
like,
cool.
There's things I see that I just want, and I'm like, I don't know why, but I want stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Industrial chic. So
we're dead. I realize we haven't even said how people can get a hold of you. So,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Paint Bros with a Z.
Yeah.
You guys are brothers. So how can people reach you?
So you guys can actually just search us. We should be one of the first things that you see when it comes to the Google search bar. And also you can find us on paintbros.com, spelled with a Z, you know. And also our phone number, if you're trying to do a bid, would be 530-710-8660.
So. Social media?
We do social media. We have our Facebook page. We're kind of blessed where my brother's fiance has a lot of experience when it comes to that kind of stuff. So we're a little spoiled when it comes to our socials.
And are they?
You want to say hi?
Yeah. Hello.
Come here.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi, fiance.
Oh, hi.
So do you just do that on the side? Or is it something that, because you're just good at it?
I always like to make the joke, Kyler likes to say that I was kidnapped from Los Angeles and brought up to Reading.
Uh-huh.
But I have 11 years of film production experience. So.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay.
I don't know if you remember me.
I do now.
Oh,
you said that.
Home Depot.
I'm actually going there right after
here. Oh, are you? Do you need any help with flooring?
I bought all my flooring.
It looks beautiful, by the way.
From you.
It looks gorgeous.
Thank you. I've actually bought two sets. Now I'm going for sewer line material and a hot water heater. And baseboard.
Aisle 8.
You
should start in aisle 8.
There you go.
That's right. Now, it didn't click, and I don't know why, because you looked familiar, but nothing was happening.
It's because the orange apron really distracts from seeing anybody's face visually, really. Uh-huh. So
she's good. We can hear her. I know you don't have your headphones on. She has a very good voice that projects well. So, you command the mic. I love
it. That's my other life.
And
the mic
comes
from her experience.
Oh, and my name is Jennifer. Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, hi, girl.
Jayla.
Jenny
from the block.
I bet you've never heard that before.
Yeah. Never in my whole life. Yeah.
She's met Jen.
I have all. That's another story for another day. I have met Jennifer Lopez. And it was
When we first met
Are
her.
Are you Puerto Rican?
No. You know what's actually really funny? My last name's Lopez, but I'm Filipino.
Which oh, really?
Is there. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like it's a strange thing. I'm not really sure. I mean, this
it's
is
a
no
small
offense,
world after all.
Like, you know, what is it? Filipinos seem to be like the Mexicans of the the South Pacific,
yes.
Right? Like,
that's
if
a, good way
a lot of
it,
people see Filipinos and Mexicans can't tell them apart, whatever. And I always think it's funny because it's like they are literally separated by a whole ocean.
Yeah,
but yet
there's similarities. There really are. Yeah. Like, there are people when you look at some people, like, no, I'm Mexican, and some people like, no, I'm Filipino, and yeah, like, they get crisscrossed a lot. Actually, though. People sometimes think I'm Spanish.
I just stopped guessing.
Yeah.
It's great. Okay, let's take our last break, and then we're going to go talk
about
food.
About food.
Okay. All right. You can stay on.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you, like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I think we're back. Isn't it funny how everybody lights up? Like, the moment we start talking about food,
yeah,
all of a sudden
the
like,
whole atmosphere changes.
Food. Because, you know, we are kind of in drive time, and people are driving around, and maybe if you're listening and you're hungry,
yeah,
where to go? So where do you guys like to go to eat? Some of your favorite places?
Well, she's still got the mic. I didn't want to let her go.
Well, okay. Well, one of the spots we all three really like to go, especially on, like, if they're like, let's grab lunch. We love Hearst Kitchen and Pie Shop. That's like one of our go-to spots
from the Hearth,
here for sure. Yeah. From the Hearth. The Hearth from the Hearth.
Shout out to their Reuben.
That place is so good. The Reuben. Yeah. The French
dip. One of my co-workers had the Reuben just today.
Oh, that's my
favorite.
They
were talking about it.
Every time I can get a chance to go there, that's what I'm getting.
I Reuben. Like from the Hearth, I really like... What's that thing that has the edamame in it and the rice and that we that
the
sauce?
Chibol
or something. The sauce. It's the sauce.
It's the sauce. Mm-hmm.
I'm a sauce person, too, so I'm finding out that you're a saucy person, too. But, yeah, they do a really good job. It's a good place to go.
What's really cool is we're getting, it seems like, a lot more choices here in Reading, right? So we had the Dave's Chicken that just came in. You know,
and we're getting a Cane's.
You know, I heard about the Cane's. I'm pretty
stoked.
Have
you had Cane's yet?
I haven't. I haven't got a
Cane's. I've only had Cane's once, moving my son
here we go.
To Texas.
Ooh.
Well, yeah. Texas is...
And he's like, we got to stop at Cane's. And I was like, okay. And I was all excited. And he drove in. And I was like, what do you take? This is a fast food restaurant.
Right.
And I walk in, and it's just like In-N-Out. So it's very limited menu. It's like, do you want a chicken strip, two chicken strips, three chicken strips, or four?
No.
Right? And I'm like... What are you doing?
Is this a microwave spot? You guys
making me hungry over here.
What I'm understanding is you didn't eat it. I got it. You didn't eat it.
Is that what happened?
So my son's like, Dad, just try it. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, whatever. So I got the four strip with the Texas toast, whatever. And I'm like, these people, I've never had a chicken strip that tasted like that. I mean, the breading is perfect. It's not oily. It's crispy. It's juicy. I mean, I was like,
what the heck, what happened to everybody else in the world in their chicken strips, right?
Yeah,
like,
right,
nobody
right.
else knows how to do. So I'm excited because I'm hoping, I mean, I'm like, if they've perfected it that they can create the same chicken everywhere, yeah. that's amazing.
That is, yeah. That's
and then their sauce. They, again, here we come back to the sauce.
Yeah.
They have a pretty killer sauce.
Very cool. Well,
the yeah, sauce yeah, kind of makes the meal, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. It does for me.
So for fast food, I mean, I know we talk a lot about local restaurants yeah. that are mom and pops and that, which are super important. But, you know,
yeah.
there is every once in a while. There's there, you know, chains can hold their own well, with well, a dish or two.
A big,
going
big
away
one.
From the Fat Daddy's Barbecue oh, place. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Fat Daddy's. Fat Daddy's. I love Smokin' Joe's.
Yeah.
Out by
yeah.
the airport.
Very good, too.
Rack of ribs.
Very good.
I don't know if you've heard of Trendy's, too.
Trendy's.
Trendy's.
Yep. I love Trendy's. They're good. They're orange juice. There's fresh squeezed.
And we just had our roundup at Cheesecake's, and I don't know whether you noticed, but that food was gone in a second.
I know. Like,
that's what my brother was
saying.
I
have to go there. I've one. Never been there yet. Yeah.
That, I was heartbroken because I didn't get a single bite of anything.
She loves her salad.
I was
so.
Like, what?
The salads and cheesecakes are, you know, the size yeah. of a lifeboat. It's
right,
great.
Right two doors down, Odell's Friday brisket.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, okay.
So where are you going for your birthday meal?
Yamashushi. It's
but
like
you guys
a
are gonna,
Korean barbecue.
You're going to do the Korean barbecue.
Yeah,
side.
That's mm-hmm. what I'm doing. Yeah. For, yeah, I'm not doing the sushi side of it. I'm doing the Korean barbecue. But yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah, you get to sit there and they bring you a plate of raw meat and you've got your little chopsticks with a flame and you cook it up yourself.
Yeah, I'm very excited on it.
It's a fun experience.
Yeah.
Make sure you get kimchi.
And get the sauce.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Good for don't your, forget
it's
the sauce.
Good for your gut.
Yeah, right. The other ones I was, places I like to go eat though, before we, like when we got a lot of our painting experience, like we were talking to about was in Spokane. Which was, funny enough, Dick's Burger, is an amazing place. They're like tartar sauce burgers and french fries.
Mm.
Mm. It's amazing. Mm. Like, it's very different. They have it out there, actually, and come to find out in Spokane area out there. They're literally, they have a different kind of culture and flavor, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different
sure.
area.
Yeah.
And they're, every burger place has tartar. That's like their staple.
That's
no,
what, yeah.
it's like the staple. Like I'm not even joking.
I've never even
what
heard
about
of
fry sauce.
That's their fry sauce.
That's what we use for fry sauce.
That's what they use.
I've never heard of that, but
yeah.
I don't know why.
And
it
honestly,
wouldn't be amazing.
I'm like, this very needs good. To come here. Like I don't know why it's not in Reading. Well, I almost want to start
so,
one.
So, but are they
don't
here? Are they?
We're
a
not
small
coastal.
They don't franchise.
No, but there's plenty of other ones that do that are there that do franchise. I'm sure, like Zips. They're franchised, I'm pretty sure, and they
how
do
many,
the
how
tartar
many
as well.
Locations does Dick
two.
Have? Oh, just two.
One,
yeah,
in, one
Seattle
in Seattle
and Spokane.
One.
Yeah, so they're small.
And then Costa Vida was another place that I used to just could not stop loving.
Oh, they are a franchise.
They're a franchise, and I stop every time I drive
Living
through Sacramento.
Costa Vida Loca.
We always talk about that one day we would love to bring a Costa Vida here.
Yeah, they're amazing. It's like
I don't know what it is with California, but I don't think we can have too many Mexican restaurants.
Yeah,
Californians love
can't.
Mexican.
It's like a Chipotle, a different, like a, it's for burritos more, right? It's like a Chipotle, but for burritos, or like a Subway, but
like
burritos and wet, and like burrito bowls or different things like that. But yeah, they have some unique sauce there. If you ever get a wet burrito from there, get the ranch tomatillo sauce inside and out with cheese and have it baked. I'm telling you, with the sweet pork.
That's specific. Right
that's the
that's
OG.
That's the only way to eat
that's
it.
That's the OG recipe
so,
right there.
Jennifer, LA.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about like my favorite spot to eat?
Favorite spots in
so
LA.
So what part of LA?
That part of LA.
What part of LA?
South Bay area, so like I grew up in the Bay Area, and then I moved down there when I was about 16, and then was living in the South. My uncle is a priest, of all things, and he was like, you guys need to go live in the South Bay. He's like, I call him a Hollywood priest because he like lives in Beverly Hills. It's pretty eclectic, and he like is an extreme couponer. It's like a whole thing, but yeah, you told my family
I've
to go.
I've got all kinds of things in my head.
It's a really cool story. Like, it could be a movie in itself.
Like his robe, he flashes it open and there's coupons lying.
Literally. Don't open the back seat of his car. It's just stacks and stacks of coupons. I'm not even kidding.
I got a coupon for that.
Yeah. But you know what? I have an aunt that was, she's not anymore, but she was one of those couponers that you see on TV.
Yeah.
I swear to God, she could go to the grocery store and come out with $500 worth of groceries for almost free.
I went there once. I just needed a toothbrush, and I walked out of there spending like 50 cents and like 10 things, and I didn't know how he did it, but he did. It was great, pretty cool.
I don't understand that.
No, neither.
See, she's like, a triple coupon. It was all like drawers, the all alphabetized, right? And then she'd have her, she would trade, and they would, you know, I'll give you two of these to this
it's
other
like
woman.
It's like Pokemon cards, yes. Like
and
trading.
She'd get it, and she'd get this one, and it was like double jeopardy. And now these all activate 10 times more, and I'm like, yeah. What the hell are you talking about?
So is that still active? Coupons in supermarkets?
Yes, big time. Oh, yeah.
A lot of people use digital, too. There's like a huge digital side to it now.
Yeah. So restaurants in South.
Oh, South Bay. Yeah. Well, I love...
I don't know where South Bay is in L.A.
Redondo, Torrance?
Like Redondo, Torrance, Hermosa Beach.
Oh, Hermosa. Okay,
I lived in Hermosa Beach. First apartment I ever lived in was in Hermosa Beach, so I moved up here.
Now I know.
But I love... I'm a huge salad person. I'm kind of a salad freak. Mm. And also I love... pizza and poke fish, I love thing. So sushi places, Sugarfish, Sweetfin is like a poke bowl place. I'm obsessed with. They do this thing called forbidden rice. It's like black rice with like this really nice. You can get it all customized.
So is that
out.
Like squid ink rice?
I don't know if it's that or what it is. Something has to do with it. I don't know. Yeah, I think it has to do with like squid ink or something.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm like. Yeah. I'm into that stuff too. Yeah.
Really good.
She
and
has
then
a very high, like higher. Fine. Yeah. Dining taste flavor palette than I do.
My mother.
You should take both of us out then.
I know, right? No, I love really fun food, trying very interesting flavors, and I also love chefs. Like my mother and my father have met Gordon Ramsay quite a few times, getting to be a part of different things, and they're just super foodies, and I've just kind of that's been passed on to me for many a time.
Yeah.
So we need to introduce you to Josh Mansfield.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Josh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'd love Josh. He's in town. He's actually going to be the new person for the food truck, right?
Very cool.
The Elwood Ranch food truck.
He
does
Bomb Burgers.
There you go.
Cool. Actually saw that.
Thanks. But like he is like very into just creating the most unique foods
layers
and palates.
And layers of flavors.
Yeah.
Very
cool. Yeah, and he's, you know,
that's
he's
making
here
me
here
hungry.
In town.
I know. I know. Really going for food after this. I'm very excited.
That's good.
The thing about LA is like there's just so many places to eat.
I was gonna say it's
endless.
Absurd how many places you
and
can
and if you
go.
Don't like this spot for that thing you can go find it another spot.
Yeah. Two blocks over.
Yeah, two blocks over. Oh, King Taco. If people don't know about King Taco. Actually, in fact, somebody just ran a van into King Taco like 3 weeks ago. Like only in LA, you know, because of all the traffic and the cars.
For no King's Day?
King's Oh King's Day. Right? Just, yeah. No, you're talking about new Hawaiian here? Oh, L&L, Hawaiian barbecue, if no one's ever eaten L&L. My family's part Hawaiian, so any Hawaiian food I can find.
See, I do like the fish and chips in L.A., the King's Head, Santa Monica.
King's Head in Santa Monica is really good.
It's, and the Robin Hood.
But you can never beat cities that are by the water, right? Oh. I mean, I know we can have good fish here, too, but it's never as good as it just like they hauled it out today. Because, you know, it's funny that you're talking about that because the whole time we've been sitting here, I finally turned the page because I think I had the page all wet. But one of the recipes in the magazine this month is here it is: halibut cheeks, Pacific Gold halibut cheeks, and herb butter, garlic.
Ooh,
don't those
ooh, poached
look?
Egg.
I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, that's so if you're listening, if you're driving around listening, and you're hungry,
go spend some money at a local restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell them that the Shasta County Chamber sent you.
Yeah. So where are we sending them?
Wherever. We just tell them that we sent you out with.
Well,
that we're just pushing
is
for.
Is Cheesecake still open?
I don't know. I don't know their. I don't know their hours. But you know, just support.
Do you guys have favorite spots around here that you like to eat? Yeah. What's your like go to?
Can we
ask you guys?
Yeah.
Right,
so for me, it's really hard because my family suffers because I'm diabetic.
Oh, me too. I'm type 1. I feel that. Oh.
And see, I'm type 2, so I can't do insulin. So for me, everything is about what I'm eating as far as carbs. No sugar, no carbs, right?
Yeah.
So it's really hard for me. I mean, there's lots of food, but it's hard to go anywhere because everything is breaded or those types of things. So
for
me, it's not as, you know, like I would love to go every night to, what's the Italian joint?
Nello's.
Mm-hmm. Because they have
and
certain.
Jack's.
Yeah, and Jack's. And I go to Jack's. I love steak, but I go to Jack's and I only have the beer battered prawns.
He painted Jack's.
Yeah. So everything that I want isn't something that I can't eat. And so the restaurants, you know, for me here are glorious, but I have to like pick something that's not like, can I have this with no that and no this and no that? And it's like my joy.
And when you get to it, it's like a rare
it's
occasion.
Like protein and vegetable.
Exactly. Exactly.
Kim just texted me and said, do you guys remember the atrium? So that's a no. All right.
The atrium restaurant?
Yes.
I don't remember the atrium restaurant. Do you?
Nope.
I guess it, you know,
there might be before.
You guys like Thai food?
I know.
You do like Thai food.
Love Thai.
The Thai Hut.
You've been to the Thai Hut?
Yeah, I was going to say, I just tried Thai Hut the other day. Yeah, red curry. Really good. You tried it.
Cute little place, too. Very cute.
It's very cute. The yellow curry is his thing. Red curry is my thing.
Right.
I just do the Neapolitan.
Well, listen.
Give me the red, green, yellow, orange.
For first time radio guys, you guys did great.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Paint Rose.
Try not to be nervous.
For all of your
you guys would never
painting
you were,
needs.
You weren't
Paint
nervous.
Rose.
Thanks for inviting me.
They are licensed.
One more time, your phone number.
530-710-8660. And you can always check us out on paintbros.com. See our password.
Thank
you, guys.
Back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.